An OnlyFans model is coming out with a warning to discourage other young women from doing OnlyFans.
Like, I feel a little bit dead inside.
You might be thinking, why talk about this? It's obvious that OnlyFans isn't good for you.
Obvious!
I want to talk about it because the negative consequences associated with doing OnlyFans are the same negative consequences associated with participating in hookup culture. And yet women still think hookup culture is empowering. Let's talk about why it's not. So the background on this woman is that she's been doing OnlyFans for about 1 year. She loves the extra cash, but her mental health is tanking. Now she's cautioning other women about the negatives of getting involved with OnlyFans. Let's hear what she has to say.
There's no amount of money that you can give me right now to like make me feel like giving myself away in certain aspects, even if they're just a few photos or whatever online. It almost isn't worth it anymore. It's hard to describe this because I realize that when I have spoken about OF, that, you know, it's typically been in a light where it's like, you know, it's fun, it's art, you make money, blah, blah, blah. But if I'm being so honest, that really is like the only upside to doing it. Like just the ability to very quickly make extra cash.
Now women who do hookup culture don't even get paid for it. They give themselves away for free without requiring any investment in a relationship. So what is the horrifying result of giving yourself away without requiring any investment?
Like I feel a little bit dead inside. I feel completely desensitized. And I don't know. Like, not to sound funny, but I really don't feel any type of, like, desire or, like, attraction to men in general anymore. And that's also because of my, you know, my personal collective experiences that I've had with, like, dating, like, the wrong types of men and things like that.
When you make yourself available to any type of man, whether it be on OnlyFans or in hookup culture, without any regard for what his values are, you open the door to a lot of men who are going to mistreat you. Then women get used to being mistreated, and they think all men are this way because these are the only men that they're exposed to. The trouble is, after being in toxic relationships, if this type of woman meets a man who's a nice guy, she thinks he's boring.
I'm so bored when someone isn't toxic, like when they open doors for me and don't take 10 working days to respond. Boring! Ew! You know, and that's my problem.
But let's get back to this idea that she feels dead inside. What is one reason that OnlyFans and hookup culture makes women feel dead on the inside? It's because they are being treated as an object.
I think I didn't let a lot of like the messages get to me, but I was lying to myself, and I definitely think that it's like really worn on me over time. And it's not to say that I don't have like really good guys on there following me and like monetarily supporting me, even like checking in on me at times where I like, you know, earlier this year, I definitely disappeared for a few months, even on here. But even with that, like just realizing that even those people are not people that I would call when I'm having a really hard day just makes it feel just so fake.
The reason why people will say whatever they want to you, I'm assuming she's talking about them saying gross sexual things to her. The reason why they say those things to her and why even the interaction she has with quote unquote nice guys seems fake is because she's an object to them. To these men, she's not a woman who has a personality, who has friends who love her, who has a family who loves her. She's not a person who has likes, dislikes, emotions, dreams, hopes, things she struggled with. She hasn't presented herself in this type of light, in the light of a person who's multifaceted and well-rounded. Instead, she's objectified herself by saying that her value is only in what she can do sexually. As a result, you get treated as an object. This feels terrible, but what does this OnlyFans model think about changing her behavior in the future? Spoiler alert, she refuses to quit even though she has moral misgivings about the type of content she's creating.
Well, I can't even count to you how many times the ones who follow me on Instagram, like, when I get curious and nosy sometimes, like, I'll go look at their profile and they have, like, a whole girlfriend or a whole wife. And sometimes, even disgustingly enough, they have kids sometimes. It makes me feel so conflicted with doing this. And a part of me just feels so prideful. Like, I feel like I'm, yes, it's been a year, not, like, 2 or 3 or 4 or 5, but I do still feel like I'm still so deep in it. And I think I'm just being prideful, but I just feel like, and I'm not, I just don't want to quit because I'm just not a quitter. Like, I always see things like to the very end, and I really, I won't quit until I'm physically stopped.
What I want to say is that it's not virtuous to work hard just for the purpose or the sake of working hard. The hard work must be pointed at something positive, like glorifying God. And the minute you realize that your hard work is pointed in a direction that is evil instead of in a direction that is good, like I said, glorifying God, you are free to quit. C.S. Lewis addresses this when he writes about progress. Our culture loves progress. For some reason, progress is inherently good in the values of secular individuals. And yet sometimes you can progress towards the wrong thing. And C.S. Lewis says that if you end up on the wrong path and you're going down that path and you realize you've made a mistake, the person who actually makes the most progress the quickest is the person who turns back as fast as possible, getting off the wrong road and getting on to the right one. This OnlyFans model is too proud to quit, even though she knows she's gone down the wrong path, as evidenced by the fact that she said she feels dead inside. Similarly, many women are too proud to abandon hookup culture. They're afraid they'll be called a bad feminist for quitting hookup culture, even though they know exactly the experience of this OnlyFans model when she says she feels dead inside. My advice is to listen to your conscience. Your conscience is software that's been refined over thousands of years. It's there to tell us and scream at us when we've gone down the wrong path. These warnings from our conscience manifest as feelings of guilt and shame. Your therapist will lie to you and say there's no reason for you to feel guilt and shame because you're pursuing ultimate freedom. Freedom and the quote-unquote good life is doing whatever it is you want, even when it's harming you. She'll be more than happy to offer you some serious psychiatric drugs to help you with the negative emotions your behavior is causing you to feel. I say reject the therapist and ask yourself if you would feel better by simply changing your behavior, by stopping the OnlyFans and stopping the hookup culture behavior. The odds are, yes, you would feel better. No therapist or serious drugs needed. It's never too late to reject values that are ruining your life, no matter what the culture has to say about it. It's your life. You get to make your own decisions. That is it for today. Thanks for listening. I'll see you guys in the comments and on the next episode.